Alright guys, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Crow Crew. And yes, we got Brawl Reviews, but unfortunately I couldn't find very many. A dry crop this week. I worked my way all the way around the, all the reviews and I couldn't find many. 25,198 trophies, got my quest done. Almost tier 56. So, getting pretty close to that pen pack and bell. It'll probably be a couple weeks or so. I also played some Paraleague. I'm up to 31 games. I am a smidge off from Gold 2, which is exciting. If I can win one more game, I'll be guaranteed an extra 1,000 star points. Who knows, great. In the shop, if you're maxed, you'll have nothing besides the skins. Let me pop over to a mini to see if we've got anything else. Yep, as I thought, you can get 150 power points for 29 gems. So, hold on, I got a box open on my mini. Okay, back to the main. So yeah, other than that, I mean, if you have Gene, Evil Gene is on sale for 99 gems for the next 6 days and 6 hours for something. I have no idea why that is, but it is. I mean, it's not in the archives, so it's not one of those weird offers, so who knows. Let's just get to the reviews. As I said, I don't have too many. I have 14, I think. Maybe a couple more, depending on how many doubles I had. Okay, by Gibbers, 1 star. When you get your brawler to rank 16, the game isn't fun anymore. You have a lot to learn. We have Waste 1 of 2 Things by X-Man3737, 1 star. Either your time, money, or both will be wasted on this game. My brother plays this game, and he's basically addicted at this point. Another thing is that this game is one of those loot box games. Unlocking characters is ridiculously hard, even if you spend money. It's basically just a gambling simulator. Spend your gems in the box for a less than 1% chance to get what you want. We have Best Game Ever, Hard Eyes Emoji, by Hi Boy. 5 stars. I love this game, but I wish it had different words for when you buy a new skin for a brawler, and it does not go with it. And I hope it had more brawlers. Thanks. That was funny. Then we have Not 300 Megabytes, my review, 274726, 1 star. I have 500 megabytes left on my phone, and it says Brawl Stars is 300 megabytes, but I can't download it because it says not enough storage. We have Cool Game by The Waste by Little Spider XD, 1 star. The game's cool and all, it's just that if you don't have money to spend or don't want to spend, you're not going to have as much of an advantage as others have. Plus, every once in a while when you're doing good, the game is going to throw a bunch of matches filled with expert bots that you would get fed up, causing you to either accept that you lost or buy your way up again. And hey, if you're reading this and have nothing else to do, why not read a book? Video games are cool and all, but some of them are like this, are just squeezing you for money. One thing a game with no ads is squeezing you for money. Then we have Game Over for Me by Gamer0084, 1 star. I've played since the beginning, was super excited to play from the start. If you want to be successful, you'll need a team. Best if you have a team that can talk to you while playing. This game is great until you get into that level. Then you must have a team because all people do is hide in bushes and snipe you. Literally. That's the entire game. Hide in a bush and snipe people. It's gotten old for me. I never formed a team. So if you are going to play this game, I highly suggest the team angle or it's a waste of time. I have every brawler. I'll rank 20 or higher. It's pay to get the newest brawler, which is OP for a month. Oh yeah, I had a lot of doubles, so maybe a few more than I mentioned. The game is rigged. It puts you into the worst teams ever by Demon Llama 123, 1 star. It puts you with the guys that don't even try when you're losing. They don't even try. It is so frustrating, and when you're in that team, it makes you not want to play anymore. We have Such a Cool Game by The Random Nika, 5 stars. I first heard about this game from a person who was analyzing the Star Park investment video, and I decided to play this game, and I love it. I don't know why, but it's so fun. Yeah, I had to get a couple positives because, I don't know, I couldn't find that many negatives. I've been playing for less than a year, and I love it, by Gain the Great, 5 stars. I've been playing less than a year. Well, maybe that's because when I started, the Colonel Ruff's Brawl Pass was already here when I started. I've only seen 2 new brawlers, Stu and Belden, Stu and Squeak. Can't wait for more and more brawlers to come out. Thanks, Super Soul, for another great game. And then a bunch of star emojis and a bunch of heart emojis. The Best by Merladel, 5 stars. I've been looking for a game that's really fun, relaxing, and right for me. I was looking through the App Store and found Brawl Stars. I feel like the luckiest person ever, and I'm happy I found this game. The game helps me relax, and I'm upset. The game is for everyone. Please get it, please. You won't regret it. Then we have the opposite. Don't download, but this game is garbage. 1 star. This game is boring now. I can't play any game mode because if I try 3v3, I get placed with trash teammates, and if I try solo or duos, it's just with a bunch of teamers, and it's boring. Power League's trash. It's supposed to be a skill-based game, but it's honestly you with two idiots on your team. What more can I say? The game was fun, but now it's boring and garbage. Yeah, then we have Best Game Ever by Soy Sauce Egg, 5 stars. It is the best game ever, and I haven't even thought of erasing it. People who play other games play Brawl Stars, or you're losing a big chance of fun. Everyone at my school plays Among Us, but this game, Brawl Stars, is way better. You've got to play this game. I cannot go on this review. Obviously, a 1 quadrillion star game. I had to count those zeros. I probably messed up. Forever, but I really have to sleep, so yeah. You have got to play this game. Love ya, Brawl Stars. Yeah, I decided to go for a few wholesome ones. I lost my... Here we are. Brawl Ball, really Supercell by Alpha Sentinel 3. 3 stars. This game is cool, but let's be real. What's all the fun in getting underdog and bad teammates? I had a Brock in Brawl Ball, and we lost 0-1 because that same Brock was sabotaging the team. Also, you simply cannot win with bad teammates in Robo Rumble. I also spent a lot of green presidents on this game. Then he threatened me, OG, of banning me from Power Play just because I have bad internet. I lagged, okay, Supercell? I did not rage quit. Please fix Power Play system. And I swear that Barley had 2 gadgets, sticky syrup thing and herbal tonic. You're right, he does have 2 gadgets. You probably don't have one. We have randoms by Miss the 4, 1 star. This game is so good, but for someone that's playing for so long, it is so unfair. The matchmaking, I mean, it always puts you in the team with someone that just got the game and has the same amount of trophies you have. He's still being new. He doesn't know about strategy, and the one with the most trophies ends up losing and losing again. Because of that matchmaking, please be more fair with that. It is so annoying. We have support system is god-awful by Cass Chris, 1 star. Tried to get my old account back today. Went through the whole support process just to get completely banned from the game for months. Instead of just making me create a new account, I'm now banned for account phishing. Never going to bother with this game again. I've always heard people talking about, like, phishing, but I've never understand what it really is. And yeah, it's just... sending emails... I'm guessing it's pretending to be someone else. I have no clue. Pretend in order to obtain someone's data. I guess so. Oh, like trying to steal someone's account. Okay. Please help. Please. Oh, wait, no. Actually, I'm going to start with this one. Great. Needs some fixes, though, by Beefy Joe. 5 stars. First problem is it's literally impossible to get gems, which leads to the pass, which makes it pay to win like Clash Royale. So I think you should add back the gem bonuses, and when you get the pass, you should get about 30-35 gems, kind of like Fortnite, because it takes so long to get the pass, too. You need to nerf Frank, Sprout, Byron, Edgar, Penny just a bit. Bull star powers, I hate them. Surge, Colt, not too much, and that's a nerf. 3, you need the buffs, not nerf these brawlers. Need to stop nerfing her. Crow, buff. Standy, he's serious trash and legendary. Don't get me started on the Amber, she's... are so cheap and stupid and fake and overpowered. Hate Amber, so stupid. All in all, good game. Could use some updates, and I love the Brown and Friends. They're awesome. Good work, Supercell. P.S. Don't ruin, please. All right, then we have this gems or the gem system is bad by 49392. 4 stars. I've been playing Brawl Stars since September 2019, so I've seen a few changes in the game. Most of the changes improved the game, but unfortunately, some haven't. Ever since the Brawl Pass update, in which gems were completely removed from boxes and could only be obtained through the Brawl Pass, I felt like the game hasn't been the same. Sure, Brawl Pass is great, but for free-to-play players like me, it is really difficult to get it. I have to save up gems for a long time by playing a lot, and it is a lot of work. Because of this, I feel like skins, which are also purchased with the gems, are a lot harder to get, because you have to choose between getting Brawl Pass or skins, because for each you need to save a lot. Especially if they are cool skins. For me, some getting Brawl Pass over skins may be the obvious choice, but skins are also awesome since they're more than just a custom appearance. They contain cool animations. So what I'm saying is that before the update, getting skins was far better because it didn't take so long. But now, since gems are a lot rarer, it's harder. A lot of players are missing out on great skins. I think that the price skin should be reduced, or that skin should be brought with a completely new currency. Wonder what star point skins are. Sorry. Another thing I wanted to say is I feel like the Supercell team is starting to run out of brawler ideas because Edgar and El Primo are extremely similar. If I do appreciate their hard work, please read this. Consider other guys. We have one last one. Please help. Please. Yeah, this person's desperate. By BirdDog05. 5 stars. Please, Supercell. I don't know why. Okay, I don't, but I just got banned, and it might not seem like a big deal, but for me it is. I've played for like 2 years. I'm 32K. I have 4 accounts, and I've spent like $1,000 on this game. Crying emoji. I'm about to be 16, and I wanted to cry. That's how much this means to me, and if you could help me, I could be more than grateful, Supercell. Said I was banned because I tried selling or buying an account, which isn't true at all. For my main account, I'm using a friend's email because I need the email for Supercell, so I already used up 3 of mine for my other accounts. Please, Supercell, I'll never sell my account or my buy one. I don't know why y'all banned me. I went on y'all's website, read out to get unbanned, but I'm honest, I could find the Contact Us page, so I wrote a comment on 2 other sites. Please help me. I really want to play. I even watch YouTube for Brawl Stars. Play Clash of Clans and Clash Royale not as much, but I love y'all's games. Y'all are the best, but all I ask is y'all help me. Let's wrap this up. I mean, help him. What are you doing, Supercell? Discord's in the link in the description. Club's in the link in the description. Quest now. Let's see you.
Don't mess with my crew!